AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The first comprehensive report into the mystery of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 reveals that the battery of an underwater locator beacon had expired more than a year before the plane vanished on March 8, 2014. Apart from that anomaly, the detailed report released this morning sheds little light on aviation's biggest mystery. Despite what a top U.S. general told Congress last week about Islamic State militants being defeated, the director of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it's too soon to tell whether the U.S.-led coalition is winning the battle.
It is very hard to win from the air when they're the ones who are the only people really on the ground.
An official says two Australian brothers aged 16 and 17 have been stopped at Sydney Airport on suspicion they were headed to the Middle East to fight with the Islamic State group. Voices of protest filled the streets of Madison, Wisconsin, Saturday.
Indict, convict, send those
Police Chief Mike Koval says he understands people have the right to protest the fatal shooting of an unarmed black 19-year-old, but he hopes they do it in a nonviolent way.
We would only ask that, again, taking a measure of strength from Tony Robinson's family, can we do so with a sense of responsibility and restraint?
President Obama recalled last summer's police killing of an unarmed 18-year-old black in Ferguson, Missouri at Saturday's 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the historic civil rights march in Selma, Alabama.
What happened in Ferguson may not be unique, but it's no longer endemic. It's no longer sanctioned by law or by custom. And before the civil rights movement, it most surely was.
This is AP Radio News. Many Americans lost an hour of sleep this morning as the nation shifted back to daylight saving time, but one expert told AP correspondent Julie Walker there's no need to worry.
Dr. Stephen Feinsilver, who is the director of the Mount Sinai Hospital Sleep Center, says losing an hour of sleep once in a while, as is the case with daylight saving, won't take too much of a toll on you.
An hour is easy to adjust to. Within a week, everybody's where they should be.
But he says in the long run, you need that sleep. And even though he hears people say sleep is overrated, it's not.
Well, we're clearly a sleep-deprived society. I practice sleep medicine in New York, which I think really is the city that never sleeps.
He says 7.25 hours of real sleep is what you need. Julie Walker, New York.
The Iditarod Sled Dog Race begins officially tomorrow in Fairbanks, Alaska, because of a lack of snow in the Anchorage area. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.